Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Nathan on the spot, putting Marty on the spot tonight. Go ahead, Marty. You live.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio audience. This is Clarence Montgomery from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hopefully we're going to have an exciting call for you tonight and share some good information. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to doing this every Friday night. The champion Bone Crusher Smith is normally hosting the program, but tonight he is in another event, but he may get a chance to chime back in with us as the program progresses. You know, basically the program is designed to help people support their crowdfunding projects, and we typically talk about things that involve crowdfunding and our particular platform. And we got some things that are going to be coming out here in the up and coming weeks, and we're positioning for that new advertising platform. And tonight we have the opportunity to have a special guest who's I'll let him give his background and a little bit about what he's doing, but I'll prep it a little bit. You know, he's an aggressive gentleman and getting into social media, and he had a chance to kind of get an overview of the new advertising platform that's coming out. And that's why we're excited about having him on the call, because he's going to talk about some real-time results. So for all of you in our WeShare community, definitely you want to listen closely. And if you got any questions, hopefully Jim will hang around and we can pose a few questions to him. So with that, let me check and see if Jim has joined us from South Bend, Indiana. Jim, are you with us tonight?
I am.
All right, Jim.
Here.
That's great, great. Well,
more excited than I am.
I hear you loud and clear, so as I kind of started out, you know, you can go ahead and give a little bit about your background, because you didn't come from networking or referral marketing, and you got into crowdfunding. So kind of prep the audience a little bit about where you came from, and then just kind of roll into where you are today and what you got going.
All right. I am an insurance agent. And the insurance agents, I became an insurance agent because it has residual income. But the government has really made it difficult with all the rules and regulations. And I don't need to say any more on that because nobody really cares about that part. But I got a friend came to me. His name is Jeff. I think he's on the call. But he came to me and he said, "Hey, Jim, I got something I want you to look at." And I said, "Is it another one of those marketing things you're in?" He goes, "Just look at it, would you?" And I said, "I'll do that for you as a favor." But I said, "I'm not interested." So I went to his project page. I looked it over. I looked over the stuff I'm going to look at. Called him in the morning. I said, "Jeff, I'm in." I said, "I like this because I've never been able to help people make money. I can help them save money. I can help them put together an estate plan. I can help them build their wealth. But they had to have money first. If somebody was broke and in debt, I couldn't help them. If they're around Peter to pay Paul." When I saw crowdfunding, I said, "I got a solution that makes my insurance business complete." So I got off to a good, quick start, and I was excited. And I've been excited for 7-8 months now, and I haven't come down. And then when we heard about this new thing that's coming, I drove Monty crazy when I first started. I wanted to know how this compensation plan worked because I could not figure it out. And I thought I had it figured out, and I called him. I said, "This is the way it works?" He goes, "Well, no, not exactly." I'm going, "Well, how does it work?" He said, "You just have to experience it." So I said, "Okay, I'll just keep bringing people in." And that's what I did. But when this new thing was announced, I'm going, uh-oh. And I said, "Well, I like the idea of getting monthly checks, okay, repeating money and donations." So I said, I like the idea, but didn't know what I had to do. And then when they talked about the stage, I thought, man, social media. I built a website for our Facebook, 4 years ago, and I never posted anything on it because I didn't have time for that. I was too busy doing my work. And I looked at it, social media as a time waster. But I knew that I had to know what this thing was all about. And a friend of mine sent me some information about Stage in 2012. So I called him up and I said, hey, you still doing that? He says, yeah, I'm still doing it. And I said, I need to know how this thing works. He said, well, we got a special program right now where you can get an introductory offer for $9. I'm going, $9? Well, that'd be worth it just to figure out what this thing is and how it works. So I went ahead and enrolled, and I knew nothing, okay? And they don't have templates. And I can tell you guys right now, these templates being done for us, that's going to be a big deal, okay? But I had to join Facebook. I had to join LinkedIn. I had to join Twitter. Didn't even know what that stuff was. But I went ahead, and I'm good at doing what I'm told. And Monty can tell you that, all right? He told me what to do, and I did it. So I did what this guy showed me. And in my first week, it blew my mind. The first five days, I did nothing but prep work. And I mean, it was work. It really was, because I had to build my own template. Then I had it all figured out, and I said, okay, now it's time to kick this thing off. So, you know, my friend told me what to do, and I did it. And all of a sudden, I had a whole bunch of people that were contacts. And I started enrolling people again. I mean, it had really dropped off. But I spent $2,400 trying to learn how to do SEO, all of this internet stuff all these guys are selling. And I bought program after program after program. Guys, don't waste your money on that stuff. It doesn't work.
Wow.
So I got this Stage thing going. And the first week, all right, and on I posted a video. We made a video of what happened my first week, all right? But my first week, I had 3,000 people that weren't my contacts. These were new people that I just got by following the instructions. And I had 9 new people enroll just off the website. I never talked to them. The guy who invited them didn't talk to them. They enrolled right off of the Stage.
Okay, well, Jim, let me pause you right there, and I want to kind of prep the people a little bit. So, you know, Jim kind of gave you, you know, the technical aspects of what it takes to kind of understand this stuff in social media, and that's what most of us struggle with. So, with this new advertising platform, what the company is trying to do is bring in a system that's duplicatable, where you don't have to be a techie, and you sign up for it and just plug in your social sites, and you will start to generate traffic. And this is where Jim is right now. And what he's laying out is how he went in there. He's ahead of the game. Let me just tell you this. He's ahead of the game. Our side of the advertising platform is not ready yet. And he mentioned a key piece of it, which he's gone in again. You know, this is what it takes to when you're an entrepreneur and you really want to get out in front of the curve. So this is what Jim's doing, and this is why we're happy to have him on the call, so he can kind of lay it out and share these numbers. So, Jim, continue on.
Okay. Well, so I did what I was supposed to do, and at the end of the first week, I had 9 new people on my team. And got them doing a Stage. Well, what I didn't realize is when you refer 3 people, yours is free. So I'm going, okay, so I got the automated one, which is the one we're going to get when we go to our new platform. Okay, so now I had the automated one. I turned that puppy on, and it went crazy. My team grew to 27. Okay, now I started September the 15th with this. And didn't know anything about what I was doing. I just followed the directions. And so now I've got over 7,000 people on my list. And the guy that I brought into WeShare, okay, is the guy who showed me the Stage. He said, well, what do you want to do with it? And I showed him. He goes, I got it. You know how the email system works. I got an email that said I had a new member. And he said he liked what he was seeing. And the guy today, he did something so incredible. It's amazing. He went to Arby's, and this just to show you what this thing can do. He went to Arby's, and he got those new sliders. You see the commercials on the sliders?
Yeah.
He bought the triple slider package. In other words, he bought three for $3, and he took a picture of it, and then he tweeted. Okay, and he said to his friends, to his list. He tweeted to his list, and he said, "Hey," he said, "I had these triple sliders," and he said, "These were really good." And he said, "By the way, there was a gal there named Amy that was working the tables, you know, cleaning up and stuff." And he said, "She was really nice." And he tweeted it. Well, Arby's has a whole group of people who just do nothing but monitor their social media. They got a hold of that. And does anybody know what retweeting is? I did not, but I do now. Monty, you know what it is, right?
Yeah. Put the hashtag.
Tell
everybody. And,
go ahead. Tell us.
You hashtag Hardee's, the name Hardee's. And then you can tweet it out, then people retweet it. There's the viral aspect of social media marketing.
Yeah, but here's what happened. When they retweeted it, it went to 4,000 of their followers, or 400,000. If you go type in Arby's, they got 400,000. What happens is it went to all of their followers, but it wasn't just the picture he took. He put it on a stage, and when they retweeted it, they don't see our stage. They just saw the video that he posted. So they retweeted it, and 400,000 people were sent to his stage site. I had a realtor come in today, and now I can make a stage in 5 minutes. I'm telling you, I can make one in 5 minutes. Realtor came in today, and I said, "Hey, are there any good videos for real estate?" He goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Where are they at?" So I went to YouTube, and he found one. And he said, "That's a great video." I said, "Would you like to have some people calling you about houses?" He rehabs houses. So we put a video about on rehab, you know, rehabbing a house. And I pushed stage. It's just one button you push. And it duplicated my site only for real estate agents. And the guy was sitting next to me. He saw me do that in like a minute. That's all it takes. And I had created a real estate stage. And he was sitting there, and he goes, "Wow." He said, "I want that." Then he's looking at my dashboard, and he's looking at that, and he says, "Look at that. There's already three people looking at it." I said, "Yeah." I said, "There's a globe, and you can look at it, and it shows you how many people are looking at it." And so he's looking at that, and he goes, "Now there's five people looking at that." He said, "It's only been there for a minute." I said, "It hadn't been that long yet." And then all of a sudden it was up to nine. And he said, "That you just got that, and that just happened just now in front of my eyes." I said, "Yeah." And then I did one yesterday for insurance agents. And I wanted to see, because I'm an insurance agent, I wanted to see what would happen there. I had an FMO. An FMO is a wholesaler for insurance agents. And the guy called me, and he was trying to recruit me. He said, "I got your video." And he said, I knew what he wanted because he's an FMO. And he said, "Well, I've been waiting for you to call me." He goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Yeah." I said, I sent you a video yesterday. He said, "Yeah." I said, "I saw that." And I said, "How would you like to recruit more insurance agents than you ever have? And what is the one thing insurance agents want? They want more sales. How would you like to be able to give them leads that they didn't have to buy? And a website that's going to work for them." He said, "Well, that'd be great." I showed it to him. He said, how does that work? And I said, "Look, I'll tell you what. I said, I'll put a stage together for you for insurance, but I can't do it today. I started work at 3 this morning. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get to work every day." Went in at 3 o'clock, stayed till 6. I called him, and we talked a while. Finally, it was 7, and I said, I really need to go. I can't do it today. I'll do it in the morning, and we'll get together." He said, "Well, I'm going to show our company this," because he said, "We can use this." guys, I've never had people joining like I have right now. I mean, it's great. Now you can ask your question. Oh, wait, no, one more thing. If you want to see the stage, okay, you can go to my website. It's called Stage Done, StageDone.com. And I put a hidden link. I put a hidden link in there. Go ahead. StageDone.com. I put a hidden link in there, and it shows you my first week. We made a video. Guys, what I found out is I can cancel my email programs. Because what are people doing now? People aren't reading their email anymore. I don't read mine. But when you send somebody a tweet like this, it's not spam.
For the most part.
Because you're sending it to a hashtag that was, you know, anyway. So they watch it. I have now 307 stages built. I just broke 7,000 followers, emails going out. I'm averaging almost 800-900 a day going out. People look at that. That's how many people look at my site every day now.
Hey, good.
So, this is, I'm so excited. Now here's the thing. And I thought about this, and I thought, okay, now I know what's coming. And they told us that we were going to have to make a donation. I don't have any problem with that. And we were going to have to, you know, or you're going to want to, really. It's want to. You're going to want to get a stage site. And I asked Monty, I said, well, Monty, I already have one. He says, well, yeah, but it's not a company one. And, you know, as far as we know, I have to get another one. I go, great. He goes, what? I said, if I did this with one, imagine what I'm going to do with two.
And see, that's a great lead-in. So I can sum this up a little bit because you were talking about staging the video platform for real estate insurance as an example of what you did. Now, what I want people to imagine now and understand, in the crowdfunding arena, there's over 600 platforms out there where people are trying to raise funds, from starting a business to a prototype product to donation base. And that's where we are, in donation base. So imagine those individuals on those platforms who are unsuccessful in raising money. Well, this system is coming in, advertising system is coming in, and we can now reach all those other 600-plus platforms and show them how they can drive eyeballs to their projects and receive donations. This is what this is all about. It's about driving traffic, getting real eyeballs onto a project. You also may find people who will just donate to your project. And a number Jim gave was 400,000 from a retweet. Okay, that's just one database of a company followers. So imagine your project going out and you have the potential of 400,000 people looking at that project and possibly making a donation. Folks, Blog Talk Radio audience, this is what we have in our hands here. And this is why we invited Jim on the call, because as you heard his excitement and the real-time activity, I mean, this is what's happening day by day, hour by hour, you can start generating the same results. So hang tight and follow the information, and I think you're going to be very pleased at what's going to be rolled out here shortly.
Okay, one last thing before I pause for questions later, okay? Did anybody go to the website? If you did, okay, you can see that you're on it, because the globe shows you who's there. How many people are looking at that right now? And you'll see their cities and their towns right there. And then the link on the very bottom is the last banner on the very bottom, and that is the video that I made to show how it works and what I did. So I'll hang around for questions later, but that's it.
Thank you, Jim.
Do the website one more time. It's SAGE.
Stage. Like stagecoach. STAGE.
Oh, STAGE. Done.
Done, yeah. Stage is done. That quick.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll also be sharing with the audience how to use the hashtags if those aren't familiar. Little different tips you can do with your own social media base. You'll be able to develop your followers as you move forward on Facebook, LinkedIn, mm-hmm. and Twitter. For those who are already internet savvy, you'll know what to do with your link, how to get it out in front of more people. So we really think this is going to be a powerhouse across the crowdfunding network, and this is a worldwide platform as well.
Okay.
So, Pastor Nathan, was looking for possibly another guest coming on. If you see anyone else in the queue,
we got several people down here, but I'm gonna make everybody lie. Then because they're not hitting one, so I just make everybody lie. Cause we got okay, everybody that's on this call is live.
So I'm looking for Jay. Jay in Las Vegas. Jay, you on the call tonight? So if Jay's not on out of Las Vegas. That's okay. If anyone has any questions,
Monty, I am. I'm sorry, I was muted out. I'm hanging out here in Las Vegas.
Okay, great. Jay, thanks for chiming in. Hopefully, you heard Jim kind of set us up with what he's experiencing real time. If you wouldn't mind, just go ahead and share with, you know, your insights and, you know, kind of what's going to be rolling out and how you feel about the advertising platform in relationship to what Jim kind of already prepped us for.
You know, I'll tell you what, you know, Jim hit it right on the head. I don't know if there could have been a better explanation, and not so much that as a better experience as what's happening with him and a couple of people that are using the system right now. It's amazing. We all know it. We're going to have the opportunity to use it. And I really think this is the first time in the history of this industry, in my opinion, that we've actually, somebody has come up with a platform that we can all use no matter what level you operate at. It doesn't matter your level. But it's going to make you
and
help you. We're on the line,
Martin. Yeah, if anybody is you're live in the queue, please star 6.
But outside of that, Monty, you know, great presentation by Jim. We all love the champ and everybody else on the call, and Monty, a great job tonight with you as well. But we're on to something very special here. And I hope that everybody, I just hope that everybody realizes what we're on to. And I hope they connect with somebody that invited them to this call tonight or this radio show and really sits back and takes a look. You know, if you want to achieve greatness, if you want to achieve success, quit asking for permission. Find the people that believe in what you believe, and you will become successful. Back to you, Monty.
Well, great, Jay. Thanks for being available for us tonight. And as usual, we'll share your wisdom. So if anyone else on the call have any questions for Jim, he's going to hang around for a minute. We've been going for almost half an hour. We're going to open up to Jim for a few questions. And if anybody got any comments, I'll frame it a little bit. I know we're kind of talking about our platform that's coming out. Get with you, the person that introduced you to WeShare and follow the information. And, of course, I typically give my number out. You can call me, and I'll get some information out to you so you can start following it. And that's 910-556-4027. And just kind of stay with us and stay in tune. Hopefully next Friday night the champ will be back, and we'll throw out some other tidbits as we get closer and closer to what's going to be happening real time. So anybody have any questions for Jim? No questions for Jim. Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. Well, what we're talking about here is social media marketing. And it's a system is designed for duplication. So as you bring people into crowdfunding, you'll be able to duplicate that effort. That's what we have here. So something we've never really seen in the marketplace before. And you don't have to be technically inclined to use the program. So that's going to be real exciting for a lot of people. Jim, you have anything you want to add?
I'm looking forward to the launch of the branded that we're going to be getting. And the reason for it is I looked over the stuff that they sent us out, and they've got those templates in there. And as I looked at those templates, I looked at that and I thought, you know what? You got two things you have to do. You got to create your project. So those are project pages, as I understand it, that I was looking at. But you can take that same information and post it over into your stage as part of your bio. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Right. That's the whole point was to make this seamless and non-technical. So the duplication is gonna happen. And I think people are going to be real excited when they see what's going to be available. And I think another exciting part about it is there's two pieces here. It's social media. And we were just talking earlier about just a person with a Facebook account. And you can have up to 5,000 people in Facebook. Well, if you had an organization of 3 or 4 people with 5,000 and use your concept of social media as this is shared out virally, that could easily turn into 500,000. So just imagine having 500,000 people potentially donating to your project and or joining your community. That's what we have coming here in WeShare, people. That's what we're talking about. So, you know, again, get plugged in, stay tuned, follow the information. That's the best advice I can give you. So hopefully you heard the intenseness in Jim's voice and the excitement that is happening with him right now. Not 2 weeks from now. This is happening right now, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. So get ready.
Monty, I have a question for you. Okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The fellow that signed up, okay, a week and a half ago now for him, all right, did you get your donation yet from him?
I've seen several donations come through. So, yes, this.
He's already on stage 4 in a week and a half.
Wow. So, see, the people in WeShare will understand that. If you're kind of on the sideline or hadn't seen things progress, there you go. Here's a person coming in with this platform, this advertising system, and making it happen.
Hey,
so
Martin,
anyone else?
Las Vegas before you run off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay? Go ahead. Yeah,
I want to put you on the spot, brother, because you're my mentor. We've been working together for a long time, and you are like the greatest student, the greatest teacher, the greatest professor, the greatest everything. If you were to say after what you guys talked about tonight, what would you tell everybody that listened to this radio show to really let them know that this can take them to the next level? Just a quick statement. Because I love what you say, man, and I love you as a business partner.
Wow, so many things running around in my head. I would tell everybody to get in position. If you don't have Facebook, get Facebook. If you don't have Twitter, sign up for a Twitter account. If you don't have LinkedIn, get LinkedIn. And connect them. Start inviting people. Start talking to people. Because this is an automated system here, and it's going to do 90% of the work for you. And we have little tips, things that will help you progress through building a network pretty simply. And, in fact, we were just talking to a gentleman the other night. Anything you don't know how to do in social media or online, just go to YouTube and do a how-to search. You know, how to set up Twitter, how to set up Facebook. Just write that in the search box on YouTube, and somebody a video will come up, 2 to 4 minutes, and show you exactly what to do. And the next thing is set up a daily mode of operation. That's something you do towards your business every day, 30 minutes or an hour, and you can be successful with what we are rolling out here and what Jim is talking about.
Monty, one thing to add to that. When you go to that, follow that person. Get them on your receiving list.
Right. You can subscribe to their channel, and there's just a plethora of information out there for everybody, and it's simple. And that's what we're talking about in our community is showing people how to be successful and, simply, taking simple steps day to day and moving forward. Okay, so that's all for me tonight. We're at 30 minutes.
I got one question.
Okay, Pastor, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Someone asked a question. If you already got the platform up and you got your account up, if someone donate directly to your account, would that go in crowdfunding or that just go directly to your account as part of your
whatever you want to do? You tell
right,
them
that
what you want to do.
If that is the donation, if that's donated directly to you through PayPal or your payment processor, whatever you have set up on your project, it goes directly to you. You have to then take the money and then go through the community and step up.
Well, if you want to step up, okay, I got you. Okay.
Right, we have the best of both worlds that we share. You can take a direct donation, solicit donation individually, or you can leverage by being a part of the community.
Okay.
Thank you
so
Bonnie.
Much, Mark.
Hey, Monty, this is
Chuck. We had another question?
Yeah, Monty, Chuck here.
Hey, Chuck, out of Colorado. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I'm on Jim's page, and my question is, did he do that first video that I see, or is that a company video? Where did he get that?
Is it an invitation?
It's the one
the curtain that opens?
Yeah, it's the one, the curtain
yeah,
opens.
I made that.
Made it. Really, well done. Very well done.
And if you go to my YouTube channel, you can copy it.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah. Because I enjoy being lazy, and especially when there's good stuff out there to be lazy about. So I'll take it.
All righty then. Yes, indeed.
I'm a 49er.
Okay, if no other questions here, we'll call it a wrap for tonight's Blog Talk Radio. And hopefully we'll see everyone back here next Friday and bring a few guests. This call will be available. I'll be posting it out and sending the link out in an email so you can share it forward to your contacts so they kind of get a flavor for what they can position themselves for and what we are doing right now and what's coming here in the next couple of weeks. So, again, thanks all for sharing tonight, and we'll see you next Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, Crowdfunding Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Night.
if I keep my mind, yeah, stay on you, in this room, and there may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second and just let you know that situation is too big for you.
Yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down!